Georgia. Oh, Mom and Dad. Mom and Dad. Superman.
In their houses, people going about their daily lives. Palestinians say Israel is acting this way because it is not being held accountable and has a free hand killing Palestinians. This is coming from Al Jazeera's Nida Ibrahim, who was in...
Hi. I'm not home right now, but if you want to leave a message...
Anon Radio.
Icecasting on anonradio.net, port 7070.
Anon Radio.
100 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh, lordy. Hello, hello, welcome, welcome, one and all. It's a very late, I almost blew off today, but it is, jeepers, 1918 UTC. Show's over halfway done, so sorry. This time change, ever since the time change, I've been having trouble with the show timing. It takes me a minute to get used to it, I guess. We've got a new guy at the office.
He had been carrying a blade some 10 centimeters or 4 inches long. The pupil seemed to have acted in a moment of madness rather than on any terrorist motive or resentment, the source said. Inez, who witnessed the attack, said she did not really know the teenager. We're just in Spanish class together, but there had never been a problem with him and the teacher in class. The school, St. Thomas d'Aquin, is a private and Catholic-based establishment close to the center of St.
The cool people like Ratsu and Claudio M. and Jay LaMoth and Thrig in the house. Ratsu, recognizing the song as Oh Superman, one of those, it's a 1981 song, uses a vocoder quite a lot. I'm a fan of the vocoder, so I thought it was a pretty cool song when I heard it. Hey, an X1's in the house. Welcome, welcome. yeah, it might be Jay LaMoth. It very well could be. But I don't know. I don't think they're local. My manager is a new manager, and so he doesn't quite get how onboarding someone new works. But hey, you know what? Everybody's got to learn, I guess. Oh, sorry, excuse me. We've made it to the shady spot, and I've got news to give you. So, hey, who knew? Man. It's just beautiful out here. Anyway, sorry. I've been having emotional spells, but it's okay. We're going to power through. So I've got a lot of news. Some death, some destruction. As we love to hear. Bookmarks menu. News to me. November 29th. If I didn't say it, today's November 29th, 2023. It is 16 degrees outside, 17 is the high, and it'll be down to 5 tonight. So I'm kind of excited about that. I also have 2 18 terabyte drives coming to my house today. I bought them used from a used server hardware store, hardware parts place. So they're 2 refurbished 18 terabyte drives. They're 180 each, so it was a steal, or it's at least it seemed like it. The 12 terabyte drives worked well. All right, let's get to it. Yeah, Ratsu knows what's up. 36 terabytes, we're getting there. Actually, the two 12 terabyte drives I put in a RAID 0 because I was worried, or RAID 1 because I was worried about them, the stability of them. and they worked so well, and they haven't had any problems with these, the 18 terabyte drives. I think I'm going to also put in that same configuration, and so then I'll have a 12 terabyte and an 18 terabyte RAID, so that'll be 30 terabytes of storage. Watch out, world. All right, sorry, I didn't mean to get on a rant there. SCM in the house. Hello, welcome, welcome. Yes, it's news. It's news time. I'm storing all the news. Actually, the hiccup came about because I have, I don't know, I have like a terabyte of photos that I've kept over the years, and then my parents sent me all of their photos, and then I started hosting a Jellyfin server for some friends, and so it kept ballooning up. So anyway, I'm going to trim it back down. The goal is to keep it around 15 terabytes as the total footprint. We'll see how it goes. All right, so here we go. News time, condensed version, because the Dubious Goals Committee is coming up. So a girl, age 15, killed her grandfather, 84, in Bucket Batok Flat before committing suicide. That's right, murder-suicide with a teenager. For reasons unknown, a 15-year-old girl killed her grandfather in Bucket Batok Flat before jumping to her death from a nearby block in June 2022. Why is this news now? Well, you'll find out. Coroner Christoph Goh said on November 29th that it appeared that besides the teenager, no one else was involved in the death of Mr. Teo Onni. He was found with at least 7 stab wounds in his torso and was later pronounced dead after he succumbed to his wounds. After killing her grandfather, Ellis Teo, 15, went to the 25th story and jumped to her death. The investigating officer told the court that following an investigation, the police could not determine what happened between the pair shortly before the tragedy. This was because Mr. Teo and Ellis... delivery truck? There were no witnesses, no footage. So, oh, here it is. Her diary was recently recovered, and they said that based on her entries, she had felt no hatred and bore no ill intentions toward her grandfather. Instead, the teenager had said she faced difficulties when she tried to teach Mr. Teo how to use his iPhone, as she was not proficient in Chinese. She had stated she was lonely and had wanted to take her own life. However, investigators didn't know why she wanted to do so. Ellis had written in her diary that she had mental health issues, but there were no official medical reports. The court heard that she did not like loud sounds, and an unnamed relative told investigators that Ellis could have been triggered by the ringtone of the elderly man's phone. The court heard that on the day of the tragedy, she didn't leave her flat before killing her grandfather. So, it's a real murder mystery going on here. She called her mother saying she didn't wish to go home and she'd done something that would make her mom angry. And then she killed herself. So, really sad, terrible thing. I thought this would be a more recent story. I didn't realize it had happened so long ago. For some reason, looking back at someone who's committed suicide's life after, you know, so far after is extra sad. Or at least it feels more sad to me. I don't know. Jay LaMoth's 1 terabyte of photos is too much. Okay. Apparently, I need to save less media. I'll go dig through it. But yeah. I went through and used a deduplication program and was able to clear out quite a lot of stuff, but anyway, we'll talk about my data hoarding another day. U.S. military aircraft with 6 aboard crashes off a Japanese island. A U.S. military craft with 6 people on board crashed off Yukushima Island in southwestern Japan. Japan's Coast Guard said at least 1 person's been found dead near the crash site. NHK said the CV-22 Osprey, the Charlie Victor 22 Osprey, this plane is well known for crashing and killing everyone on board, or at least crashing a lot. Ospreys can function as a helicopter and a turboprop aircraft, and they've been involved in a string of fatal crashes over the years. It went down on Wednesday and was thought to be heading from, the Iwakuni base in the western Yamaguchi prefecture. So, military crash. Military. Oh, wow. Thrig has 295 gigs in SDO and is using, 52 gigs. Ratsu is using, 6 gigs, or has a 6 gig drive and is using four. For my, I'll show you guys tomorrow. I'll grab some screenshots or something. Anywho, sorry, I'm kind of all over the place. I wish we had more time. I should have gotten here earlier. Anyway, the U.S. has banned cyanide bombs on public lands. Here we go. Here it comes. Yes, it's a Jeep driving too fast down the road. A campaign to end the use of so-called cyanide bombs within the United States has received a major boost after the country's largest public land management agency banned the poison devices on hundreds of millions of acres across the nation. The move builds on decisions by states such as Oregon to fully or partially prohibit the use of cyanide bombs, also known as M, like Mike, 44s, within their jurisdiction. The U.S. Department of Agriculture uses these devices to kill predators and other wildlife. No more cyanide bombs. I just thought that was interesting. When you say cyanide, I think apple seeds. Student for Trump founder has been arrested. He's accused of striking his girlfriend with a gun. Not really a huge surprise there. A Miami woman has stabbed her boyfriend in the eye with a rabies needle for looking at other women. Police arrested a Miami woman on an aggravated battery charge over the weekend after they say she stabbed her boyfriend in the eyelid with a hypodermic needle during a domestic dispute. According to an arrest report from the Miami Police Department, Sandra Jimenez and her boyfriend of 8 years had been in an ongoing argument about him looking at other women. When the couple arrived at their home, at 10 o'clock, it turned physical. The Miami Police Department's abbreviated MPD, which it makes me, is kind of fun. The MPD report states that after the man went to lay down on the couch, Jimenez jumped on top of him with two rabies needles that were for their dogs and pierced his right eyelid. She then left after realizing what she had done, police said. The man required treatment at Jackson Memorial Hospital. Jimenez was jailed on a $7,500 bond. Please listen to the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm sorry about all that stuff. So, my bad. I'll have more news, and I'll be here on time, fingers crossed, tomorrow. We'll find out. Tomorrow is Thursday. Today is Wednesday the 29th. The Dubious Goals Committee is coming up. Dang it. I'm mad at myself so much for not making it. Here, at least early enough to tell you the news, lots of cool stuff happened.